It's March 28, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Balser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me as we open our hearts and minds to God. O Lord, there are times when you bring us gifts in the people we encounter, people who care for us, encourage us, and delight us. Bring those people to mind who have been part of our lives in these gracious ways. We thank you for each one today. We turn our hearts and minds to you and invite your Spirit to lead us in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. That was Make Our Church One Joyful Choir, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Today we are pleased to have Norm Dick with us as our guest speaker. Norm is Director of Congregational Partnerships with Mennonite Church Canada and an MA student at CMU. Prior to joining the staff team at Mennonite Church Canada, Norm served as the pastor of the Graysville Mennonite Church from 2001 through 2008. Thank you, Norm, for taking time to serve us through your careful reflection and your genuine desire to see people thrive in relationship with God and with each other. Norm has been with us as our guest for the month of March, and here he is today again.
On this Palm Sunday, as the church gathers to remember the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, as Jesus came riding on a donkey, proclaimed by the crowds with shouts of Hosanna, our text from the Old Testament book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 5 to 12, and chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, invites us to hear and to know the acceptance and embrace of our Lord through the commitment, redemption, and eventually love expressed by Boaz towards Ruth. Having left Moab and returned to Naomi's homeland of Israel, this unlikely pair of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law live on the edge of survival in a patriarchal culture that has at least made some provisions for them. Just prior to the beginning of our text, Ruth has convinced Naomi to allow her to follow the harvesters in hopes of gleaning something which will provide nourishment. When the wealthy landowner Boaz takes notice of and then hears the story of Ruth's commitment to her mother-in-law Naomi, Boaz rewards Ruth's faithfulness with extra portions of grain and a commitment to meet the physical needs of Ruth while she gleans in his fields. As a result, Ruth, a foreigner, has found a place of acceptance in this new community. And with the urging of Naomi, chapter 3 highlights Ruth's bold move of seeking to deepen her relationship with Boaz, who responds with the kindness of acceptance and embrace. I invite you to imagine for a moment. Imagine yourself in Ruth's place. Think for a moment about a time when someone did something kind for you. How did you feel when that individual extended a kindness for no other reason than to meet a need? More than likely, you felt loved, accepted, cared for. This is the kindness that kept Ruth at Naomi's side, even through the struggle of poverty. This is the compassion that motivated Boaz to care for Ruth and for Naomi. And on this Palm Sunday, we remember that it was love such as this, and far greater still, which brought Jesus to Jerusalem, even with the knowledge that by the end of this week, the same crowd that welcomed our Lord with shouts of Hosanna would cry for his crucifixion. As the great folk hymn so simply declares, "What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul! What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul!" The compassion, kindness, and redeeming love which Boaz extends to Ruth paints a picture of the love which Christ has for his bride, the church, and a love which Christ in turn invites and encourages us to share with the world in which and to which we have been called. As we join in the triumphal shouts of the crowds this Palm Sunday, may this love encourage and spur us on to share the love which Christ so lavishly shared with us. To God and to the Lamb, I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I Am, while millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. Amen.
That was "Here, O My Lord," sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Our interview guest today is Paul Kraker. He's Dean of International Programs and the Director of Out of Town. I caught up with him between trips while he was in Winnipeg. Here is part two of our conversation. What are some of those moments when you say, "This is why I'm putting all this work and effort and trust in God into all of this"? Are there a few times where you say, "Yeah, that's, I just tasted it"?
It happens pretty often.
That's nice.
It happens. It is a very good experience. I think, first of all, I think of the leaders. Most of my time is poured into the lives of my leaders. These are extraordinary people in their mid-20s who have completed a degree, tell me comfortably that they love Jesus and want to get the best job they've ever dreamed of in their life, you know? And I hire them to lead the teams. And they're just a couple of years ahead of the students themselves. So some of my greatest moments have to do with just seeing them learn to become selfless servants of Jesus. Another common story I experience is some of these intercepted moments in students' lives. As I said, students make mistakes. We wouldn't need discipleship programs if they didn't. But some of those mistakes can be quite difficult, evidence of certain challenges in their own lives. And I remember one particular story where a person had made a serious mistake. They'd fallen off the wagon. I don't need to tell you the reasons or the issues, but they were embarrassing for us and they were embarrassing for the church, and they certainly were embarrassing for this young individual. And I happened to be in the country where this had happened, and I was there the next day, and I knew that this student would be aware that I'd been informed of their mistake. And I made an opportunity for this person to come to see me because we were all out in an open park, and this person came over to see me and I was standing under a tree. And they came over and I said, you know, I guess you probably know that I'm aware of what happened the other night. She said, yeah. I said, well, I need to ask you a question. Do you want to be the person I see in front of me, or the person who was making the mistakes the other night? And you know, I've never had a father or mother call me after students make mistake and said, please kick my kid out of the program. I sometimes get that from other parents or from, you know, people who are critical of the program. But at this moment, when this person says to me, I want to be the person you're seeing in front of me, you know you'll go to the end of the world to make sure they do okay. And I had to also indicate, listen, I've sprained my ankle in my life. That's what mistakes are like in our Christian life. And when that happens, you need supports. You need accountability. You know, you need the crutches that are going to allow you to walk well and repair effectively. And we need to build those into your life now. But at the same time, I don't want to give up on a student who really wants to follow Jesus despite mistakes made last night.
That's quite a profound conversation in the park.
Seems like a number of my conversations happen in the park or on trains or, you know.
And that's probably appropriate to the design of growing to know and to love Jesus.
You know, it's often the moment at which we have failed that we become the most humble and receptive to the love and grace of Jesus. And sometimes that's the place where the church gives up. And I think those are the times it's time to become tenacious about discipleship. You might have to get in someone's face and say, I don't like the way things are happening here. But within the Christian community, we've cared too little. We need to care more, and we need to be tenaciously loving in our capacity in relating to one another and not give up easily. Young people will respect that.
If somebody were to think about sending their son or daughter on out of town, or if they themselves as a young adult are thinking about it, what do you say to them as the best discerning tool?
You know, think and pray about it. If it won't let you go, you should come.
Oh, that's pretty straightforward.
It's probably more complicated than that, but that's my quick answer.
Thank you so much, Paul, for these stories.
Thank you, David.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. On April 7 at 7:30 p.m., you're invited to the CMU Great Hall for jazz at CMU. Then on April 24th at 7:30 p.m. in the Loan Athletic Center is the CMU Spring Concert, and that's free admission. Then June 15th is the 9th annual CMU President's Golf Classic. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at 3ws.cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website, and I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.